This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, let's do this, because this was a story that I thought was interesting, okay? And Deshaun Watson puts out there that he's got this video of him working out. He's got his boot on as he's working out. He's working the big ropes. He's, you know, right there on the treadmill doing this thing, but he's not actually on the treadmill.
Where did those
he's got the big ropes
come from? I think that started with sailors back in the day on the ship.
I don't. Have you
trying
done
to do something to exercise?
Have you done the ropes before?
Are you looking at me?
Yeah. So you obviously.
Do you think I've done the ropes before?
No. Dan, your ropes.
Same answer Mr. Phelps just gave you.
They're not easy. Doing those ropes are not easy. They're big ropes, and you're just like, whoa! And then after a couple minutes, I mean, yeah, I'm being weak.
That explains Popeye.
You obviously have
a couple minutes, Andy. That's impressive. Like, to do battle ropes for minutes at a time is really impressive.
What, like 2 minutes?
Oh, I'm Andy Baskin. I'm impressed.
You think so?
Well, I mean, you're a hockey player, so I guess it makes sense, because hockey players usually go full tilt.
Oh, I was done, man. I was just like,
I do the battle ropes. I do them in like 30-second increments.
Oh, I maybe did it. It's been a while since the guys at the gym are all like,
I'm Andy Baskin. I did it for 20 minutes straight.
I did not do it for 20 minutes. I like that.
You're a stronger man than I am, Charlie Brown.
You do know what my nickname is. I officially hit the slacker board last month. Now they think I'm not coming back.
Nice job.
There's a board. It says slacker. And
at the
right
gym?
Wait, they really have that at your gym?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
And you pay for that?
Well,
you pay to be called a slacker. Nice job.
Thanks for asking. Okay, so anyway.
We would have done it for free.
Hey, that's true.
We pay you to be a slacker here.
I've taken a lot of heat from the two of you today. In particular, more from Phelps than I have from Medigan.
I'm just trying to save you some dough.
Trust me, I'm good with saving dough. I'm good with that. I'm also good with spending dough and trying to pay back everybody that I owe. Yeah. But anyway, can we get back to the real conversation here before we start ripping slacker?
Sure.
I just thought it was interesting that so Deshaun does this workout video, and now all of a sudden there's a story about, you know, Mary Kay had a story yesterday where the headline is Deshaun Watson provides a glimpse of how hard he's working to come back from his re-ruptured Achilles. Does this need to be in the thought process of the front office while they're trying to figure out what they're doing at the quarterback situation this year? And there's a part of me, Jeff, until he re-ruptured his Achilles, I thought he was on a course to come back this year. And by the way, how many times have we seen before where a team only carries two quarterbacks? It could be Kenny Pickett and whoever they draft. And then Deshaun sitting there on the IR waiting to come off the IR, after 4 weeks? I mean, that is a possibility.
No, it's not.
Why is it not? And I'm not saying he's coming back in week five, but he could come back after that.
He's not coming back this year from the Achilles. If he is, it's in December. it's too late.
So wait, you're saying he could be coming back?
I would be surprised if he comes back.
Enough for them to carry just two quarterbacks all season and maybe put a quarterback on the practice squad?
Have you seen the quarterback situation here?
Yes, I have. Then you're talking about Kenny Pickett and someone they're going to draft.
No, I think you're talking about Moore.
I don't know.
There's a great chance that they keep three quarterbacks this year.
So far, they have one on the roster. I'm assuming they're going to draft.
Plenty of time.
We're all assuming there's just one. What if they don't get that free agent quarterback that you're talking about?
Okay.
Which is a possibility. Give me your list again.
Of what?
Of free agent quarterbacks. The three that you think, say there's three you think come in and start over Kenny Pickett? Right?
Would be flat the starting quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah. Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and Kirk Cousins if he became available.
Okay, so let's just say Cousins doesn't become available.
Other than that, I think there's actually a competition.
If I'm Atlanta, I'm holding on to him until the season starts because at some point someone's going to have a quarterback that gets hurt,
yep.
And they're going to need Kirk Cousins. So now he's off the board. So now you're down to...
Well, no, he's not off the board. Maybe you could be the team that ends up with him.
He's off the board for right now.
Oh, okay. Okay? I'll give you that.
All right, and maybe to start the season, possible.
Yeah, I would think that's possible.
So I'm taking Kirk Cousins off. Okay, so now we're down to Russell Wilson
and Aaron Rodgers.
Those two guys
answer the question of who starts week
and how
one
many,
for the Browns.
How many teams are looking for quarterbacks? Another quarterback?
Starting quarterbacks right now: the Giants, the
Browns,
the Steelers,
Vikings.
That's about it.
Vikings?
I think the Vikings. If the Vikings were to sign...
backup, they're looking for somebody who's going to be solid backup.
I think the Vikings are in the same situation the Browns are.
I'll even take the Vikings off the board for you. So now you're Giants.
Well, you should, because they have J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, but I mean, he's in the same situation as Deshaun Watson, not playing and hurt.
Except he's not coming back from a torn Achilles.
I get it.
He's coming back. I believe it's a meniscus. It's not an ACL.
Is he going to be ready?
Yeah, he's supposed to be more than ready to go.
Enough so to let your quarterback go as a free agent to Seattle.
Well, and they didn't bring back Daniel Jones either. So they must have some kind of confidence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, even if it's two or three teams, who knows if the Browns can win one of those quarterbacks in free agency still.
You know what?
Russell Wilson could easily end up in Minnesota, right? Russell Wilson could end up in New York.
I just think Minnesota is going to end up signing, for instance, Carson Wentz. And he goes to Minnesota, and he's a viable starter for them. If J.J. McCarthy has issues with his recovery, or J.J. has issues playing, I think Carson Wentz could be a viable quarterback there. If you bring him to Cleveland, well, then you've got the big competition. Then it's Kenny Pickett, Carson Wentz, and whoever you draft. And there's a real competition, and away you go. And that's okay. I think that'd be great. I think Carson Wentz would have been in Pittsburgh.
I think Watson is still on their radar to try to squeeze some out of that contract.
My buddy Jeff says Tennessee is also looking.
Okay. Yeah, he's right.
He's right, but I still think Cam Ward's going to Tennessee.
Okay. That's fine. I just don't think Deshaun Watson is off the menu.
Well, I don't, at the beginning of the season.
I might be the only one, but and then you see these stories, him working out.
Working out with his arms.
Yeah, I know. But he is trying his best to come back. And I think if the Browns can get anything out of that contract.
That's what he's being paid to do. I understand that.
But I still think the Browns, if they could just try to squeeze a little bit of blood out of that rock, they would do it. They paid a lot of money to not have him play. And I still think somewhere in the back of someone's mind in that front office, they're saying, all right, maybe it isn't 100% over for Watson. Maybe there is a chance that if he does actually recover and he gets healthier quicker than we think he's going to, what if he is ready week 10 or 11? Is that impossible? Is that impossible based on the injury and what we know about the injury? Week 10 or 11?
It's a full year injury.
That's really pushing it, Andy.
It's a full year injury.
And he already messed it up once.
Yeah, I know.
They're not gonna push him. The last thing he's going to do, I think, is push to get back on the field. And I can't be mad at him for that. He's getting paid. And he's torn his Achilles twice. Last thing you want to do is get out there again and, you know, run the risk of it. I would assume, Andy, he's out all season long. Well, I'm working under, and I think Andrew Berry has to work under this assumption. He's out all season long. Don't worry about him. Don't think about him. Don't plan for him to come back. He's out all season long. And then after the season, how can I get rid of him? Would this be a good or a bad case scenario? He doesn't play all season. They don't get rid of him. He comes back. He ends up winning the starting quarterback job and plays well in the last year of his contract.
That would be bad because they'd have to pay him on the next year.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah.
I hate that. It's like, wait a minute, we finally got a guy playing well. We're going to let him walk. Oh my God, I don't know how they could ever give him another contract. So I'm assuming the Browns aren't going to want to see him play, Andy.
So he's immobilized for 6 to 8 weeks. I'm just kind of looking at the rehab with it. What our good friends, our artificial intelligence tells us when it is on that. But then AI also says a ruptured Achilles tendon typically requires a recovery period of 4 to 6 months or longer. So, and it's a re-tear, too. So I don't know how that plays.
That's for guys walking to work, not getting tackled by large men.
It's a full-year injury for professional athletes. It is a full-year injury.
And doesn't mean you come back and you're really good. Ask Aaron Rodgers. Ask Kirk Cousins.
Right. All right, let's come back. I want to talk a little bit more about this. I also want to get into the fact that what does it mean that Aaron Rodgers is probably out in Minnesota, that Minnesota said, we'll pass. What does that mean anything for the Browns? 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3, The Fan.